Hello, everyone. I'm Maya Brown, and this is Zamboni Chat with the Metropolitan Riveters. This podcast is about the team that never sleeps and what drives them to win, both on and off the ice. Today, we are joined by Amanda Pelkey, team captain for the Metropolitan Riveters of the Premier Hockey Federation. A former member of the U.S. national women's team, Amanda is heavily decorated, having won gold in 2016 and 2017 at the IIHF Women's World Championships and in 2018 at the Olympic Winter Games. Before starting her tenure on the national stage, she was an accomplished player in the Premier Hockey Federation, then the NWHL, with the Boston Pride, winning a regular season title and raising the Isabel Cup. Previously, Amanda played with the University of Vermont and won gold with the U.S. national team at the U18 World Championships in both 2009 and 2011. It is an honor to have you on the podcast today, Amanda. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's great to see you. Great to have you here. Usually a work ethic that involves the phrase never sleeps starts at the top. So what is it that drives you to work so hard for your teammates?
Yeah, I think that's a fun, kind of slogan. I'm pretty sure I've seen it spread out all over New York. So it's cool that we're taking that as our own as well. And I think one of our teammates is pretty adamant about using that comment quite a lot and quite frequently. So I think we're all buying into that. And I think this year is especially, I truly think that we are taking the game to a next level professionally. So that's kind of where, there's a lot of work that goes into that. That's why that slogan's pretty funny and pretty relatable to our situation this year.
Very cool. So as you just touched on, you were talking about this year. I mean, you've been playing hockey for a very long time and playing professionally for quite a while, but what do you feel is different about this year?
Well, I started in the league in, like you had said previously, in 2016. I think I played three or four, I can't know, maybe three seasons with the Boston Pride. And obviously at that time, the league was just starting. It was, in the inaugural season, I kind of graduated from college. It was perfect timing. I basically slid it right into the professional life. So I got pretty lucky with that. And I think ever since then, there's obviously ups and downs with any league that's looking to get started and obviously have a big vision. What's really exciting about this year is this is the first time away from, the Olympic team and the national team that I've had, time with them training. This is the first time ever that I truly think a team in this professional league has taken it to a level where it should be. And we're kind of, what's driving our team is to make sure, hopefully other teams are catching on to the fact that we practice in the morning. And I feel like everyone's kind of like, oh, how do you make that work? And it's just finding the right people that can make it work and can be professional about it. So, I mean, back when I played in the league, when it first started, I was only practicing twice a week with the team. Now we're at four times a week. I never, I trained within the national team aside from the professional team, but never together with my professional team. And this is the first time that I've been able to do that. So obviously spending time in the gym with the whole team, it just creates, kind of a work day, which is what, we're getting paid to do this. And I think it's really cool that we're putting in the time and effort to, I guess, deserve the salaries that we are getting as opposed to, showing up twice a week for practice and that's it. So we're hoping to take it to the next level and continue with the progression.
That sounds great. So you're talking about a work ethic that kind of, for your team, that takes over, goes a lot further than just practice. It's becoming a culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is about this team that makes it such a special culture? And why is it such a special group?
I think right from day one, and this is a team that I've, I knew of some players, have really only played with one player on the team before. And just from day one, like you get a vibe with certain people. And I think collectively it's like we're all from such different places, not just North America from different states, but literally from all around the world. So there was always that question mark, like, how's this going to work? But it's almost like it's meshing Absolutely perfectly. I know the season just started, so there's probably, bumps and bruises we're gonna have to deal with, but the group of people is just I think a team full of leaders in their own way, from where they came from. So everything that they're bringing to the table is meshing really well with everyone else in the team.
Very cool to hear that. What do you think are the best things about your experience practicing and playing with the Rivs at the American Dream Entertainment Center? What is that like?
Well, first of all, being, in this venue, being at the mall, it's just absolutely crazy. It's beautiful. It's really cool. And the fact that it's in the morning is we're the only ones in there aside from the security guards who we have a little, fan club that's already watching our practices in the morning. So it feels professional. And I think that the emotion of feeling professional really drives your actions. And like I said, I haven't quite honestly felt quote unquote professional, away from the national team. And this is the first time that I felt that. And emotions go a really long way. And I think everyone would agree that they all feel the same.
That's really wonderful. So, since you are in the fairly rare position of having already won an Olympic gold medal, could you share a little bit about what you learned from that?
Yeah, there's a long list of what I learned from that, but I think it stems back to when I think about what it took to get to that level. First and foremost, surrounded myself around really great people, really great leaders, in our game, and copycatted their actions and on a consistent basis. And I think that I've really taken into that role of wanting to do all the little things right. And that's because of who I was surrounded by each and every day within the national team program. So hoping to continue with that.
That's wonderful. Why was signing with the Riveters the right move for you after winning the Isabel Cup with the Boston Pride?
Great question. I think just the opportunity that was, and to do something new too. Obviously, it was in the back of my mind, going back to Boston is like my second home. And this opportunity, it was almost like this opportunity scared me a little more. And it was, an opportunity that was put on the table that, I could go back to Boston and that would have also been a great choice, but for different reasons. And this was just a decision that I made because it was a little fearful. And I think that sometimes that's a good thing. And just in general, being back in the East Coast was huge for me as well. I was in British Columbia the last couple of years, loved it out there. I'm very family oriented, and it's nice that, on an off weekend, I can drive to Vermont and spend quality time there and just kind of get a break from all this. So I think that that goes a long way into my consideration of coming back into this league.
That makes a lot of sense. On a broader level, you're talking about pushing limits. What are your career goals? What would you like to accomplish as a player?
Wow, that's a good question. Nothing comes to mind of, like your typical statistical goal, number oriented or driven or winning championships or in that sense. But I think the one thing that came to mind is when I am done playing, I want to be okay and happy with that decision, and have it feel right. But also, when the years go by and people have conversation, whether it's about me or players that's been in this league, I think a lot of us need to understand our impact and how we can make people genuinely feel. And for me, if my name gets brought up in a conversation 10 years down the road, I want certain things to be said about me of how I carry myself and more as a teammate than any statistical goal or winning championships. I think that's the most important. That's what's most important to me.
So you're thinking about your legacy even at this
Yeah.
point in your career. That's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, and far, yeah, just far, far away from the achievements itself is, I think, just making sure you make people feel good. That's, and they remember that.
I believe you are right.
Yes.
So, big picture, could you share your thoughts about the development and trajectory of women's ice hockey in the US?
It's always on a climb, and it's not like a straight graph by any means. There's some years that there's a dip in it, but I think that the fact that you can turn on ESPN and watch women's college games and watch any type of really hockey that you want at any level is really cool. And I think that that's for all sports. I think that that's being able to see it is the most important. I think that we're still really working hard to make that more accessible for people.
Is there a particular team in the PHF league that you see as a rival to the Metropolitan Riveters in terms of the upcoming season?
Well, because I haven't been a Riveter long, I don't know, the people that have been on this team for like Madison Packer for, since she started. I would have to ask her who the actual team would be, but I want to say Boston just because, they've had so much success and a big target on their back in the last two seasons, which I think they love that. So I think if I'm going to say some, and it would be them just because I think we're going to try and be a hard team to play against. So hopefully we have some success with
That is a very humble way of putting it. And given what I've heard from you so far, I'm not at all surprised. Amanda, what do you think is the most important victory for professional athletes that you'd like to see in the next 5 years or so?
Professional victory would be every single player on the team does not have to think about working a second job. I think that is once we get to that point, again, it takes a while and it takes a lot of time and effort by many people behind the scenes that us as players don't even realize. But I think that that would be not saying, oh, we've made it, but I think that would be the beginning of saying we've made it. I think that that is, I would say the most important.
What do you think it will do for the sport when that happens? I believe it will.
It's only going to elevate the game in a way that, when that becomes our primary job for absolutely everyone, it's going to attract, hopefully the best players in the world, and it'll just make our game that much more exciting and create more of a fan base. There's also something cool, as a fan to look at, oh, that player is, she only plays professionally. And but then on the flip side, it's like, oh, that player is also a nurse. So it's two sides of the coin of, what fans like to see. But, fans are love the NHL because these guys are making millions, and it's just they can just focus on that.
What do you do when you're not skating?
Well, trying to take care of my body, for sure,
Important.
especially the older I get. But I just enjoy being outside with my dog, and especially being from Vermont, I love the nature. So just being in the woods, huge fan of sauna and being on water, any type of water on a boat, either at a lake house or a cabin, just that type of vibe is my favorite.
Super. So now that you're all warmed up, time for the speed
Oh,
round.
yeah, here we go.
Okay. So here we go. So who is your favorite athlete from a sport other than ice hockey?
Favorite athlete of the, do I have a time constraint on this?
No.
Should be rapid fire. Serena Williams for sure.
Serena.
Yeah.
Good choice. If you had
I'm
to
sure that's
play,
a very cliche answer, but it's hard to ignore.
I don't know if it's a cliche or if it's just kind of
Yeah, she's
a
just that good.
thing. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, if you had to play another professional sport, what would it be?
Soccer or skiing,
Ooh,
I think.
very different.
Yeah.
Soccer. So you like both soccer and skiing. Very cool.
Yeah, like I enjoy skiing now as a leisure activity. I
Yeah.
didn't grow up skiing, but I did play soccer in high school until I basically couldn't anymore because of the hockey schedule. But I think skiing would be the most fun. Soccer is my number two.
Got it. If you could be anyone other than yourself, who would you choose?
I would love to have the talent of Beyoncé.
Very cool. Plus, it'd be fun. That'd just be fun.
Yeah, I so we think, right? We don't
Who knows?
probably a lot on our plate, but yeah, I think that on the surface, Beyoncé.
Excellent. If you could meet anyone, who would you want to meet?
Oh God. These are tough. Thank God you're not like 5 seconds and then I
No,
have to tell you an
and it
answer.
explodes. No.
I think I would have to say Beyonce too.
Oh,
It would
wow.
be like, I don't know. It's not like I'm like a crazy huge fan of her music, but there's something like about her It's almost like she's like quiet, like kind of like behind the scenes. So it's like almost like she's like a mystery. So I don't think she's real. Like she's like that type of person. You're like, no. You know,
Not
if I go see her in
possible.
a concert, I'm like, that's not even her. There's no way that's her. But I haven't seen her in concert, but hoping to at Madison Square Garden one of these years. It'd be
There's
pretty
a
cool.
goal. There's a definite goal. I got to make that happen. If you could change one thing about the world, what would that be?
I'm not even like, I'm thinking, I'm like, right away, I'm thinking like politics, but I'm not even, I'm like the furthest from political. I'd say just more care for our planet.
Excellent.
That's my simple answer.
That's a simple answer that I hope a lot of people decide is important to them in the near future. So,
Yes.
for all of our sakes.
Especially because it's like, feels like it's like 70 outside right now, which
I
doesn't
know.
feel
Which we're
right.
enjoying, except
It's beautiful, but it's
implications are
not
not
right.
really that good. Yeah.
Right.
So, Amanda, thank you so much for joining the Riveter Zamboni chat today. Today's
Course.
episode was brought to you by the Metropolitan Riveters, the team that never sleeps.
Love it.